I thought you were recording when I said I put this nasty rag up to my nose and was smelling it, you know.
Everybody, this is Miles
Title. Stinky Rag Title.
That smell is nasty rag.
Nasty rag.
It wasn't too dirty.
Sound a little bit like Elvis saying that. Nasty rag.
Come here, Priscilla. I want to smell that nasty rag.
Nasty rag.
It smells like cotton panties.
Oh, my goodness.
The way I like it.
Yeah, nice. Very nice.
Yes.
Are you doing okay there? You sound like you're playing in the water, or what?
I am bathing myself nude, and
yeah,
a lot of toys with me. And
I was gonna say, anybody there with you, helping you out, or
Monique and Lefty are here. Nah, I started doing the dishes, and Bob wanted me to continue on doing the dishes as I talked to him. So I don't know.
I just thought it'd be funny.
Some fantasy he has, so I will just keep doing it, I guess.
I wish you'd come to my house and do the dishes.
Well, you're making me record like 5 hours early today, so I gotta kind of, you know.
Well, I'm a busy guy this week. I'm sorry.
I don't get to have all the fun screw-off time like Bob Lemon, apparently.
Yeah, well, apparently not. Well, we are recording way earlier than usual. Oh, geez, are you dropping stuff or what?
No, my son decided to slam the door as he came in.
Okay. That's fine. So, yeah, we're recording early. Everything's off schedule. I've got a weird schedule the next few days. So if we're going to record, it had to be now. So.
Yeah.
And sorry. I apologize.
Still daylight out. I'm not used to recording daylight.
No, I know. We usually don't record in the afternoon. Mm. Yeah.
That's okay.
Afternoon delight here. So yeah,
stone sticks and stones, something so excited.
something.
I don't know.
I'm glad you have all the lyrics down. That's good.
I don't.
We were gonna go on tour, but that got canceled.
I have no idea what the lyrics are. Actually, Miles, I was just a child when I heard this song.
Can't even remember the lyrics.
I was a little kid when it came out. Okay,
afternoon,
I had no idea.
Delight. Yeah.
I had to sing to it, yeah. Didn't know what it was. No one corrected me either. Like, oh, just let him go.
Yeah.
He's having fun. Just let him go.
He's having fun. He doesn't need to know it's about
screwing. Yeah, it's about people screwing, you know.
Yeah. Don't tell him. He'd get all excited.
It's more about what? Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. I thought it was about having fun in the afternoon.
I thought some rocket was in flight or something.
Sky rockets in flight. Afternoon delight.
Boom, boom,
boom. Afternoon delight. Yeah.
So that's what we're having, some afternoon delight right now.
Yeah, apparently, I guess.
Gosh. Enjoying it, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. So I was thinking about you this week.
Oh, God. Wait, all right, come on. You know, when I say those words to my wife, it usually means something else. You know?
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, yeah. I didn't know what you're... That's your foreplay? I didn't realize.
Yeah.
Honey, I was thinking about you at work today.
Zip.
Yes? Mm-hmm. Did you take care of yourself so you won't bother me?
Well, let me just say there's a coffee cup in the bathroom at work.
Don't drink out of it.
Don't drink out of it, yes. So, no, I was watching, there's a show on HBO called Bored to Death.
Yeah.
And it stars Jason Schwartzman. Oh, geez, Louise. Fucking.
I didn't do that. That was a cat. That was a cat throwing a dish across the room.
Okay, gotcha.
The cats are a little punch happy right now. They're a little pissed off.
It stars Jason Schwartzman, Ted Danson, and Zach Galifianakis.
Uh-huh.
And one of the later episodes, there's three seasons of this, and I was watching it. And in the later seasons, Zach Galifianakis kind of gets a older lover.
Okay.
In fact, it was played by Olympia Dukakis.
Oh, he already did this on Grandma's Boy, where he nails
Shirley Jones.
Shirley Jones, yeah.
Yeah, well, it was a whole funny bit. As like, you know, I didn't see Grandma's Boy, but
yeah,
I saw this, and so it was a whole funny bit. I thought, you know, that reminds me of Miles, because, you know, he likes the older ladies and getting taken care of, and so they had this bit of a fling there on the show.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he was into it. Like, way into it. He says it's called Elder Love.
That's wrong.
And I was just like, wow, that's very much sounds like something you'd be into. So.
Oh, yeah.
If you get a chance to see it, oh, well.
Exactly, yeah, it's exactly what I'd be into.
Well, his girlfriend wasn't putting out, and he kind of happened upon this older lady who was very willing, so.
Well, what's wrong with that?
And so he took advantage of that.
So what's wrong with that?
I'm just saying, it sounds like some kind of scenario you'd find yourself in, that's all.
Why not? Yeah, why not?
You know? But that's not my story, I just happened to... I thought
you were going to go in a hole, okay.
No. Remember, I told you to remind me about puking.
You had a story that you had to tell about puking.
Yeah, I said, just say
you have
puking.
Been nice enough to wait all this time.
I said, remind me about puke. Yeah, because it was a big wedding, you know, phantasmagoria thing last week. So, so I was.
Shit.
I've been working a lot here lately, and so I only had Sunday off. I think it was a week ago, a week ago. I can't remember now. But I worked on Saturday, and then I had Sunday off, and I woke up Sunday with a migraine. Do you ever get migraines, Miles?
Yes, I have. Yes.
So every once in a while, I will get a migraine that's very severe, and so my only day off that particular time, I had the severe migraine I woke up with, and I tried to. What I have to do is then I try to get through the day, you know, with minimal effect. I don't do much, but I try not to let it, you know, hold me back. And so I usually have to eat something, because if I don't eat anything, I can't take any, like, pain relievers.
Right. You're supposed to.
Right, because otherwise I just get really sick.
Hurt your tummy.
Yeah, it hurts my tummy, exactly. Mm-hmm. And so I get up. I wake up before everybody else is awake on Sunday, and I eat something, and I'm going to get my pain relievers, take my pain relievers. And then, you know, I'm doing okay. You know, I'm thinking I've got it, right? I'm going to win. I'm going to beat this thing. About an hour goes by, and I start feeling really bad. Now, at this point, I've eaten a Pop-Tart, which was my food. And I drank a soda called Ski. You probably don't have it up there. It's kind of more of a regional thing.
Yeah.
SKI. It's a lemon and orange soda.
Is that for Polish people?
What reason I'm describing it or what?
The SKI.
No, it's not. It's not like a Polish thing. No.
Polish names ended.
Yeah, a lot of Skis. Yeah, I used to eat it at a bar when I was a kid. I went to work with my dad. It was called Skis, and he was a Polish guy.
Skis. Come on in, little boy.
Yeah. Well, that was back in the 70s. So. So anyway, it had good hamburgers.
Yeah.
So I'm drinking this. I drank the Ski because that's what we had, and I thought I need to get some caffeine and some sugar, right?
Sure.
And medicine in me. So, yeah. And Ski tastes really good. I mean, it's a very refreshing drink. My kids love it.
What is it, lemon and lime, or what is it?
No, it's orange and lemon.
Orange and lemon, okay.
It's
orange
a citrus drink, right.
Sure.
In fact, it's so citrusy that it has floaters that are citrusy.
Oh, wow.
So.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, it's like real natural stuff, right?
Sure.
I think it's made with cane sugar and not high fructose corn syrup as well.
Okay.
Anyway, it's good stuff. Tastes delicious. I love it. So I drink some of it and everything, and I start feeling really bad. I mean, like,
yeah.
I start feeling like really, really bad. Mm-hmm. Nobody's awake yet. And yeah. I head to the bathroom because, I mean, everything, I feel like everything is going to come out of me.
Ooh.
All at once.
Both right? ends? Or
Both
just...
ends, yes.
Ooh, that's the worst.
Yeah. I know. So, I guess my wife had gotten up and she was in there and I go, you got to move because it's going to happen.
Hold on. Got a deuce.
It's going to happen everywhere, so...
Does she have, like, a deuce or anything? Like...
No. She's just getting out to pee or something. So she hurries up and gets the hell out of the way, and then...
Oh, my God, Archie. Oh, my.
Yeah, oh, my.
Oh, my Lord, I'm going to take a crap. Oh,
no. Actually, the puking came first, and the crap came later.
Yeah.
And I started, like, puking like a fire hydrant. Just opened up. My God. I was just like,
this is disgusting. Yeah. Just,
you know, I was like,
you felt like Rod Stewart.
Yeah,
like,
Mr. Creosote in Meaning of Life from Monty Python. That's right. I just unleashed, and I mean, I emptied, you know, the contents of my stomach and like three other people in other dimensions.
Nice.
But here's the wacky part.
Yeah.
It tasted so good.
Oh. Man versus wild here. Smells great.
Normally you have that, you know, kind of pukey aftertaste that is so terrible.
Yeah.
You know, it tastes like stomach acid.
Yeah.
Oh, no, mine tasted like ski and brown sugar cinnamon Pop-Tart. It was the tastiest puke I ever had in my life. I'm like, I'm puking my guts out, and I'm telling my wife, oh, my gosh, this tastes so good.
Let me have some. Throw some in my mouth.
Oh, my gosh. She's like, what are you talking about?
Are you high?
That's right. What is wrong with you? And I'm like,
cookies? What is that?
I'm like, oh, my gosh, this aftertaste is so delicious. And effervescent.
Jesus. What a freak.
I know. So I just, and then I had to, of course, do the rest of it. But.
Yeah.
I didn't taste that, thank goodness.
So and, if you're going to puke,
drink ski. That's right. Drink some ski better. And have a little cinnamon. I think it'll make your aftertaste much better.
Really?
It is true. And then I lay down and I slept for like 3 hours. And then I woke up. I still felt like shit. I didn't feel good until 8 o'clock that night. So.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I haven't puked like that in forever, you know?
Yeah.
We've got a few puke stories on the shows over the time. I remember I puked up my horse pill, you know, and stuff like that. But it's been a long time since I've really, like, I mean, this was one of those, you know, workout pukes where you hurt afterwards because you've used all your muscles that you never used.
Yeah.
So I was, like, so sore because, like, all my belly muscles and my, you know, were all...
There's not many of them.
Exercise, that's right. And I mean, it was like projectile. Oh, my God. So, yeah, but I just to say, yeah, if you want to have really good tasting
puke this could be a commercial. Why don't you
contact the ski company.
The ski company said, listen, this is going to sound a little weird, but...
I puked up ski, and it tasted good.
And it tastes like heaven in my mouth.
It did. It was. It would taste almost better than going down the first time. I was like, "This is the most bizarre reaction to puking I've ever had." Normally, you're like, "Oh, oh my God, I feel even sicker." Yeah. But no, I'm like, "Hey,
yeah."
It was like a Mentos or something. The fresh maker.
You are sick, man.
And my breath was sparkling fresh.
Oh, you are really sick, man. I'm going to be honest with you.
I know it sounds sick, but it's true.
Disgusting. It's a disgusting story.
Oh, I think I ate some popcorn as well, so that was it was good popcorn, too.
So long blow chunks, wolf down some ski.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe some cinnamon. I think that cinnamon helped it out a little bit.
Cinnamon ski will help you puke.
It'll help you, I'm telling you.
So. That's a commercial. I'm telling you, this is some kind of wacky commercial. Like the Orbitz thing, you know?
Yeah, like the Orbitz, exactly. Yeah,
I'm going to have some more ski.
Fire hose coming out of a guy's mouth.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
Yeah, so I was empty. I was totally empty that day.
I bet.
I totally emptied my system.
I bet.
Yes. Nice. So, you know, that was last week.
Puke and ski. Somebody want to puke this week?
I don't know, but...
I don't think I'm going to go with Mr. Pibb this week.
I was on this party last night and had these good chicken wings, so...
Yeah.
I think they're already passed, so...
Yeah.
They were good chicken wings, I will tell you.
Mm-hmm.
I like chicken wings, and those were good ones. You know?
Yeah, they are good chicken wings, yeah.
So, maybe that. Maybe that'll be next.
Yeah.
Some chicken, some adobo. Actually, the wings that we had at Walter Payton's restaurant were good as well.
Yeah.
But these were a little, not quite like that. They were a little different, but...
Yeah.
So, what's going on with you? I've got puke fresh breath.
Well, I puked, and I always drank a Dr. Pepper.
Really?
I did not.
It did come out my nose. Only saving grace, if that would have came out my nose, it would have turned everything all the wrong way.
That would be totally unacceptable to come out of my nose.
Yeah, thankfully it did.
Thankfully.
So how about
you? Well, this week has nothing to do with puking, so if everyone wants to relax now, they were totally disgusted.
Sorry.
Disgusted with Bob Lemon's story. So, back at the wedding, you know, everyone's getting sick of this wedding already.
Oh, wow, you still got another wedding story.
I squeezed out another one, yes.
That's what they say about you.
My uncle was there, my dad's brother.
Oh, really? Your dad's brother was there, huh?
Uncle.
Did he recognize you as your dad or yourself?
No, he knows me, yes. He calls me Tubbs. He calls me Tubbs.
Oh, like Crockett and Tubbs? Or?
More like Tub of Lard.
Oh, Tubbs. Fatty, okay.
Yeah, like a nice Tubbs.
I thought maybe you were wearing a white suit jacket or something, and he was trying to reference an 80s show or something.
No, there's been a little rivalry between him and my dad for a very long time.
Fatty 2x4 is what he meant.
Yeah. So.
Was your brother standing close by? Because you could have said, well, he's not skinny either.
No, my brother was not there.
Oh, right. Okay.
Excuse me. But my uncle was there with his wife, and we had some time to kill between the...
She hot? Is his wife hot?
Well, you know... that's really not a question I guess I like to be posed with family members.
I don't really go into that, I suppose. I'm just saying, if he's going to call you Tubbs, you know, if his wife's not so hot, maybe you can say, well, you know.
No, she's a very attractive woman. She's very thin.
Oh, really? Well, there you go.
No, she's a very lovely lady. Very nice lady.
Okay, well, hey.
So we got some time to kill. I'm sitting there with my, you know, my big cousin Dominic from Philly. Hey, get the hell out of here. You know.
Okay.
He's pretty big dude. He dwarfs me. You know, he's a big dude.
All right. Is he fat or is he like just tall?
He's got some Miles title gut going on there. All right. You know, but he's a very nice guy, so I don't want him to kick my ass. So I'm just going to say he's a nice guy. We're not going to dwell on that, okay?
He's big boned,
so that's all I'm going to say. He's a very nice guy that can kick my ass, so I'm just not going to...
All right, no problem.
And he's really rich, too, so I really don't want to screw up.
Hey, that's cool.
So, get some
sponsorship money.
Huh?
Get some sponsorship money here.
He's not that kind of guy, no.
All right, no problem.
But, so my uncle, we got some time to kill. My uncle's sitting there, and he's like, hey,
Tubbs.
You know, Miles and Dominic, I got a story for you. I'm like, all right.
Uh-huh.
And I know I've mentioned this before, and I posted this on Facebook once or twice, but...
About your dad and his swimming in school?
No, this is something, almost as disturbing, I suppose.
Okay.
Growing up, going to my grandparents' house, my downstairs had, like, foosball and a little pool table and air hockey and stuff.
Wow, that's nice.
A little mini bar. It's kind of an early man's cave, if you will.
Yeah, they're rich.
And it didn't have sports stuff hanging up, but it did have a painting hanging up of a semi-nude woman.
All right.
Which was interesting because we were all little kids, you know, so.
Well, you know, you got to get the mood right.
Yeah, you know, I mean, so it was kind of an early man's cave, you know, if you will. You know, it was very nice. You know, I mean, it wasn't, you know, nasty. It was really nice. But so this woman is reclined, and she is nude, I suppose. She would have, you know, the baby cave, if you will, covered with a cloth. I'm just trying to describe this.
Yeah, she's okay, kind of, baby cave, all right.
She's kind of laying down on a bed, I suppose, and her, at least one breast is exposed, maybe more. I don't remember. I don't know.
Did she have more than two, or what?
Well, it was a lady from Total Recall.
No. Oh,
no, I don't. I mean, I'm trying to go by memory what this thing looks
she's
like.
She's a tri-breasted woman.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
She's a tri-breasted woman.
And, you know, my grandparents had passed on many years ago, and my uncle was lucky enough to get this painting.
I got the nudie painting.
Yes.
Suckers.
Yeah, that's right. They're almost too slow. You snooze, you lose, man. Which
you know how many
okay.
times I saw your father whacking it to that painting?
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm getting to that. I'm getting to that.
Oh, okay. Just, I was just guessing.
So now the controversy has been that they're... The painter's name is signed to it. Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
And it appears to be, and I don't recall.
Pablo
the first name.
Picasso.
No, last name is Capone.
Oh, Capone.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's
Alphonse?
Like you know. No, it wasn't Alpha, but it was something Capone. I don't remember. It's like some name like Alphonse, but you know, yeah. Some kind of.
Sure.
But the legend was this was painted by a member of the famous
family.
Al Capone.
Yeah.
You know, that was the legend.
Yeah.
Okay. So flash forward now to the future. We're present day, 2013.
I got it appraised.
Yes.
Yeah, that's my guess.
My uncle lives in Wisconsin. He's like, him and his wife see this thing, like, we'll appraise anything for like $15.
Okay, that's probably a really good appraisal, I'm just saying.
You know, so he's like, okay, all right. So he goes there, and I guess it's like all old women.
We will appraise for $15.
So
and
he's
some,
schlepping
bingo
this,
markers.
Yeah, he's schlepping this nudie picture in front of all these old women.
Yeah.
I go, I wish I would have been there. I would have paid $1 million to see this. Him walking in with this nudie pit. His lady all sprawled out in bed, you know.
Uh-huh.
I go, God, that would have been hilarious.
Anybody look familiar? Anybody?
Walking through the Holiday Inn with his big-ass
yeah.
picture of his arm.
Hey,
you're right. That's right.
Yeah, that's look right. at that.
I had her. That's right.
Yeah, that's right. So,
my girl, yeah.
She's my fantasy girl.
So, he brought his wife with him, and,
yeah. How come you can't look this good, honey?
They're getting it appraised. What's that?
How come you can't look this good?
Nice. That's nice. That's, yeah, you're gonna, that's... You know, it's bad enough I can hardly go to family functions now with making fun of people.
I'm gonna take this picture and take you to glamour shots. And I'm going to get a picture just like this.
Nice. Nice. Yeah. That's nice. So
I think we're going to get you some fake boobs.
You know, Bob Lament, once again, I have to go to family functions, and you're not helping out with... people do listen to the show occasionally, so...
Yeah.
So the guy's appraising it, you know, and he's like, oh, yeah, it's in nice condition, you know, nice, you know, all that. And
nice boob.
Nice boob, you know, nice, you know, B cup, maybe, you know,
yeah.
nice, you know. They weren't, you know, like Pam Anderson boobs. You know?
Right, you know, this is like real, this is like Botticelli or something, right?
Yeah, this is, you know, a natural-looking you
right.
know, young woman with dark hair, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so he looks up, he gets on the internet, he looks up the painter, he goes, it's a, kind of a semi-famous, you know, person.
Right.
You know, it's not a member of Al Capone's family.
Oh, man.
So it's that's not even a... You know, to get where he goes, it might be, you know, a couple $300 or, you know, I don't
yeah,
know.
No big thing, yeah.
At the most. Now, here comes the payoff to this whole 10-minute story you've just been listening to.
All right, I'm ready for
the guy. The guy's been looking it over. He goes, well, I don't see any defects. Do you guys know of any defects? And my aunt, if you will, I guess, speaks up, and she says, well, go ahead, tell him. And so my uncle's like, well, there's kind of a hole in the picture here a little bit.
A hole?
A hole? What? What?
Where's the hole at?
Apparently, by the baby cave, there's a small hole. Looks like maybe someone took a pencil or a pen maybe and jabbed it right there, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm laughing. My cousin and I, we're laughing our asses off. Oh, my God. He's got to walk in front of all these, women with this naked picture. And right,
he's got a hole in the woman's vagina area.
Basically, yeah. And then my uncle says, yeah, I think one of you two guys did it.
Oh, you?
Wait, you what? It?
You did?
I go, what? He goes, well, one of my nephews probably did it. I mean, my kids wouldn't do that. I go, hey, you must have, Yeah, I'm like, hey, there's a lot of nephews in this family, man. Don't.
So he thought you did it?
Maybe my crazy sister did it. I don't know.
I think you did it because you're trying to pull down that blanket.
I guess.
Yeah, you're like, hey, let's see if I can pull down the blanket with this pencil. Oh, my gosh.
It's like a Sherlock Holmes thing. If I just touch it just right.
Yeah.
You look at a certain angle, it falls. It's like a hologram. It winks at you. So, yeah. He's like,
he accused you of ruining his Capone painting.
Mm-hmm.
Mm, interesting.
At first I thought he was serious, and I realized he was joking. But one of you two guys did it. I'm like,
what? Did they say anything about the saliva on the boob?
They put a blue light on it, and they said now it's worthless. There's a blue light on it, and this thing.
Oh my gosh! The spatter.
I didn't know this thing was shellacked. I'm like,
oh my gosh! Wow, hair gel on here or something.
So yeah, so if you're listening, Uncle, I'd like to have that painting. I know you got a couple kids, but they don't need it. I'd like to have it.
They don't need it. They don't need it. I already defaced it, so I'm not.
Yeah, if it means I have to take the rap on that, I will.
Yeah.
If I can
that's
have it.
You're good
I'll
for
gladly
that.
Take the rap on it.
I'll take the rap just to get the painting. Nice.
Can you imagine, like a semi-nude, photograph, a picture, like in your grandparents' house?
It was different times,
it's a nice painting. I won't get you wrong. It's very classical looking,
People aren't so hung up on nudity like today,
Yeah, yeah.
They're like, it's classy. She's showing a boob.
It's a nice picture, it's nice.
A little less swinging going on back in those days, your grandparents,
Yeah.
They got him in the mood. That's what your grandpa used to say.
Yeah.
Hey, look at that picture. It gets him in the mood. I've had him on the foosball table, the pool table.
Legs are weak on those things.
That's right. So you gotta be careful.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about getting a ping pong table. I have a little more space.
The traveling painting.
That's right.
Talking about moving pictures.
They see that sexy woman. It gets them all hot.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta sit back and keep pulling the beers.
Well, I'm going to see if I can't get like a semi-nude painting to put it up in my basement.
I think it's probably a good idea.
Yeah, what do you think?
I think you should get one. You should look it up. Look up this Capone guy. I'm sure he's made more than one.
I know. No, I'm jealous. No, I like to have one. I'm like, oh, shit.
I think you should do that,
Yeah.
I think maybe a semi-nude thing of Dick Butkus would go right with everything else you got going on.
Oh, really? Wow. Man, you ruined the love vibe there, man.
I'm sorry. I couldn't help myself.
You defiled Dick Butkus.
I didn't defile Dick Butkus. I was bringing your two interests together.
Yeah.
No, I think you should get yourself a nice semi-nude painting, sure.
Maybe I'll find that picture again and I'll send it to you. It's not very clear, but you get the idea.
Has it got the whole picture? Yeah, I see the hole in there?
No, there's not a close-up of the baby cave.
Oh, I think you should just go find yourself an old copy of the Herb Alpert whipped cream and frame it and put it on your wall.
Yeah.
That's just me. That'll work.
Yeah.
That'll do enough for you, won't it?
Yeah.
See you on a brass and all that.
Da, 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 da.
No, I'm trying to think. I don't remember anybody having any kind of pictures like that, any of my grandparents.
But. I mean, this is a big, this is not a little, 8x10 either. I mean, this is like a sofa picture. I mean, this is not so, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I think that actually was a peephole, to be honest with you. I think he put it there.
Yeah.
And it was a peephole, and he'd be in there, you know, oh, don't worry, you could change in here. I'll go in the other room.
Oh, that's nice.
And he was using the little flap there. He was looking out the vagina at people.
That's nice. Looking out the vagina. Well, that's nice.
It's kind of reverse, you know what I mean?
I hope this isn't the name of the show, Jesus.
Well, looking out the vagina?
Yeah, I think that's going to be getting us at the hits counter, going off the charts there.
Vaginal peephole or what?
Oh, I meant to type in peehole.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
That's what he was doing. Oh, yeah. Let me take a look. So, I don't know why all your relatives sound like Yogi Bear. I don't know.
Or Jewish, yeah.
Or Jewish, that's right.
Let me tell you something.
Let me tell you. I'm going to look at her picnic basket.
Who poked the picture?
I'm just going to flip out the old flap right here and then take a peek.
Doo-doo-doo.
Yeah, no kidding.
There you go.
it's the vagina eye.
Yeah.
Well, at least you didn't get, you know, didn't have to take the wrap, so.
Yeah.